from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And he's got to wake up today feeling really good, knowing what eventually is on the horizon if he puts together another
$24 million
unbelievable season. And that's because the Broncos and their first-team All-Pro cornerback, Patrick Surtain II, have agreed to a 4-year, $96 million contract extension. $77.5 million is guaranteed. And, of course, that makes him the highest-paid defensive back in NFL
by
history.
By a wide margin.
And so if Trent McDuffie gets through this season healthy, plays anywhere near the level that he's been playing at, that's what he's getting and more. He will end up being, for a short period of time, the highest-paid defensive back in the NFL. Now, it's not something that, like, I'm sure the Chiefs are excited about because they know that they're going to have to pay him that kind of money. That's just the cost of doing business. So it's weird. Like, I see, like, usually we're pro player, and so, like, you love to see somebody get paid what they're worth. So that's always a good thing. Does it make the Chiefs' job tougher seeing where the, you know, we just saw Trey Smith's peers at his position, the kind of money they're getting? It makes it tougher, and it has made it tougher for them maybe to get something ever done with Trey Smith. This makes it more challenging to get something done with McDuffie, although but I think he's a different type of player where they will have to pay him in a couple years.
The other part is read the tea leaves. The NFL is telling you something you should all see with every holdout of Trent Williams or Ayuk or every other player and Creed Humphrey's deal, which I'll get back to in a minute. The NFL is telling you something you should all know by now. The salary cap is about to go up a lot, and everyone in the league knows it. So when you see these dollar amounts right now, stop panicking. He got paid $4 million more per year than the next highest paid corner in the league. It is a significant jump. It's as big of a jump as Creed Humphrey just did to the center. There's a reason why. All the dollars are going up. This is what corners should be getting paid based on where the money is going in the NFL. So, yeah, Trent McDuffie is going to be owed $25 million a year, but that's the same as him making $20 million a year 2 years ago. The numbers are all going up. The price, the cost of business is going up. Locking in these extensions now, and this is why I think the Bengals might be making a huge mistake, locking in these extensions now is actually smart because the NFL and the league have all started to move towards paying these guys well above market average because they realize that all the price of cost of doing business going up. Went up this season. Career numbers, as in way better than normal career numbers, went up at guard, center, corner, wide receiver, where they took not just jumps, Gold, significant jumps over what the next highest guy was being paid. So, yes, I guess I'm a little bit worried that he's going to have to make $25 million a year. Trent McDuffie is worth it, and they have been willing to pay guys at that level, that price tag.
Especially if this year, without L'Jarius Sneed, he shows he's still that shutdown corner, because his job's going to be more challenging this year without having Sneed. And so if he goes out and he's just as dominant, and he is clearly the best cornerback on the team, then that says a lot about his future earnings as well. They're going to eventually, of course, pay him, but Patrick Surtain II getting that mega deal today gives you at least a ballpark idea on the framework and what a potential deal is going to look like, where, you know, in this case, what, $77.5 million of it were guaranteed, too. And that's the big part of it. We'll talk more about what you alluded to with the Bengals and Ja'Marr Chase during What's Trending and later, as there was some more reporting last night about the likelihood now. It seems more and more likely, as you can hear Drew in the background. He knows what's coming, that he may not be playing week one.
Dude, Bengals are going to lose week one to Jacoby Brissett. That's embarrassing. Yeah,
Drew's going
to
chime in now.
You guys are crazy, all right? I do want to make...
terrible at the beginning of the season. You know that, right?
Yeah, there is some pressure on them to get off to a good start. I do want to make one thing, too, about Trent McDuffie is, in a way, they're getting into the spot where the 49ers are in terms of paying a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. But the thing about the difference maker, as it always seems to be, is Patrick Mahomes is you pay, like, they're paying the offensive line and they're paying the defense. Everything else is taking care of itself, where Travis needs to get, should be getting paid more money, but he's taken that cut and has
won. They just took care of him, though, this offseason.
Yeah, they
right,
did.
Right, but
and he's still way less than an elite wide receiver, though.
Correct. Historically, he's taken less. And wide receiver-wise, you don't have to go, to your guys' point of getting a number one. You can just draft guys from here on out, and the running back position takes care of itself, because Patrick Mahomes, whereas the 49ers are concerned, Brock Purdy for right now needs Brandon Ayuk. He needs Debo. He needs George Kittle, because we don't know what he is without that wide receiver talent, where the Chiefs are in that position where Mahomes is so good, you know, you can afford to pay Trent McDuffie, even though it's going to cost you a lot of money. You can afford to pay Chris Jones because you know that Patrick Mahomes can take care of stuff on his own.
I'll also say their offense is really not that expensive. Creed just got paid, so he's still cheap this year.
Yeah.
Tooney's numbers come way down compared to guard average, so you're good there. You're not paying much. You're paying a lot for right tackle.
That's the only contract that looks maybe bad.
Yeah.
Is the Jawan Taylor one right now.
You pay nothing at running back, and you pay one of the five smallest salaries in the entire league right now at wide receiver. Even if you include paying Patrick Mahomes, you pay your weapons less than anyone else in the NFL, essentially. And you still have a good collection of players. It's not even like you're on your own.
It goes back to
a pretty good group.
It goes back to the whole track record that we've discussed of drafting for Brett Veach, why he's the best general manager in the NFL, and assembling the roster. I mean, I would even just point to the last week or so and some of these what seemed to be minor moves, depth moves they weren't happy with, you know, bringing back Juju on a lesser role, bringing in Samaje Perine. Like, these are all moves that, at the time, you know, you may not think much of them, but there's going to be a moment or two in the season where we're going to be saying, man, how big did that signing end up being? Even if it's one play in the playoffs, it'll be worth it. Perine, I think, is going to help them throughout the entire season. But those are the type of moves that don't get talked about, and there's a bunch of them. And Brett Veach's track record. We know last year the big one was the Drew Tranquil acquisition.
Yeah, that was
turned
massive.
Out to be massive, and now he's got an extension, and he's one of their key pieces on defense.
He was so good, they were like, see you later, Willie Gay. We'll just Leo Chanel and Drew Tranquil and Nick Bolton will be our guys. Hell, he's so good that they might walk on Nick Bolton to let Drew Tranquil do his job at the end of the year.
I think it depends on what Chanel looks like this year, too, right? So
it does, and they've got other linebackers in play. But that's a position, too, that every year you can go out. They found Nick Bolton in the middle of the second round, right? Those players are available. Linebackers can help you immediately. All of those things are capable. I look back at these deals with Trent McDuffie. The league is telling you the numbers. I also think it's why Patrick Mahomes hasn't signed yet. He can wait a year because the numbers are all going to skyrocket. I don't know who the next quarterback is to get paid, but whatever that guy gets, it's going to be $5 million more a year than the next closest person, because that's just where the numbers are going.
Yeah, who's next up now that Tua?
It's gotta got to be Dak, paid. Right?
Oh, Dak. Duh. There you go. Duh. Thank you,
Drew. Yes, I was like, there's probably an obvious one.
Yes,
Dak Prescott.
And he's going to get $60-plus million a year.
Because Jordan Love got paid, right?
Yes.
Tua got paid.
Yeah, Drew's right. Dak's
I don't know who's
one.
After Dak, but yeah. Dak is next.
Yeah. Oh, Brock Purdy after that.
Oh, sure, right.
Answer. Sorry, those are the two.
Probably.
Those are the two.
Stroud has another big year.
Yeah, it's Dak and Purdy the next two.
He can't be paid for another year or two.
It's definitely Dak and Purdy the next two, and then we'll just see. It also depends this year on any of the other young quarterbacks, right, what they look like. In their respective year three. Yeah.
Eventually, someone else's deal will come back around, too. Like, it'll be Josh Allen or Joe Burrow.
Josh Allen was asked about it.
It'll be their turn again.
A week or two ago, kind of the same question Mahomes has gotten asked before. Like, hey, you know, you're no longer one of the highest paid. You know, how does that feel, basically? And Josh Allen gave the answer that Mahomes has given a lot to. You know, it's not something he's worried about, et cetera. They all know, like, if you're Allen or Mahomes, you know eventually you're going to once again get the new deal and get taken care of and put yourself back in the top five or so paid quarterback market. Right now, Mahomes has slipped to, isn't he the 10th, 11th highest paid? It depends on how
you look. It depends on if you look at an average annual per year, guaranteed dollars this year, a million different factors.
Yeah.
He's technically the highest guaranteed out of any quarterback this season, but on average annual, he's like, 10th. He's pretty far down there. But he also doesn't care, and we don't care. Why do I care if he was? He's going to make plenty of money. Patrick Mahomes is going to be doing okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.